Hello, kids. We got a lot of kids with us here today, and we're going to be having a good time. And this is Jimmy Swaggart. And we've got Dwayne with us, and Fred with us, John and Thomas, and all the band. They're going to be singing a lot of songs, and a lot of kids are going to be visiting us, and you talk about having a good time. Aren't we, kids? Aren't we?
Yeah!
Sure we are. We're going to be having a great time talking about Jesus and singing about Jesus. And boys and girls, you love Jesus, don't you?
Yeah.
Sure you do. Certainly you do. But I want to introduce you now to our special guest of this entire album. He'll be the star of it. I want you to know that. He'll be the star. His name is Dudley Mugwump.
Hello, out there, goodies. Hello.
Well, Dudley, are you glad to be here today?
I'm so glad to be here. Man, I just can't believe it. I'm in a studio. I've never gotten to do this before.
Well, don't you like all these kids, Dudley?
I love the kids. I love it. I'm so glad that they're here to sing with us, but... Man, look at this microphone.
No, wait a minute, Dudley. Wait just a minute now. Do you love Jesus, Dudley?
I love Jesus with all my heart and all my soul, Uncle Jimmy.
Well, that's good. That's great. Now, I'll tell you now, you are the star of this album, so now you're going to have to really help these kids to love Jesus more. And so I'll tell you what we're going to do, kids, today. We are going to sing this, and I will want you to join in with me and sing it with me. Now, don't you think you can sing it with me, kids?
Yeah!
Sure you can. Certainly you can. And you know this song. And I'm going to sing it first right by myself. And I want you to listen. But before I sing it, I want to tell you this now. And I want you to listen to me very carefully. A long, long time ago, Jesus had preached all day long. And he had healed so many sick people. He'd healed a lot of little boys that had crippled legs. And he'd healed some little girls that had been very sick and made them well. Because you see, Jesus loves children. And after he had preached all day and he had healed the sick, he was tired. So just as the sun was starting to go down, he sat down to rest a while. And when all the mothers and the daddies saw that he was sitting down and he had quit preaching and quit healing for a while, you know what they did? They started bringing all of their little boys and girls to Jesus. I don't blame them. Do you? No. But listen to me now. The disciples, they were very concerned about Jesus because they felt he was very tired. And they started telling the mothers and the daddies, "Now you can't bring your children now because Jesus is tired." But you know what Jesus did? You know what Jesus did? When Jesus saw that the disciples were stopping the mothers and the daddies from bringing their children to him, he told the disciples, "You can't do that. Because I love the children too very, very much." And when he said that, the mothers and dads started bringing all their little boys and girls, and the boys and girls were laughing and jumping up and down and having a good time because they love Jesus too, just like you love Jesus. And you know what Jesus did? One by one, he put them on his knee and he blessed them and helped them. Because you see, Jesus loves the little children of the world. Now I'm going to sing this first of all myself. And then I'm going to let Dudley sing it with me. And then all the kids are going to join in. Now I'll sing it first. And you listen very reverently. Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Now, tell you what we're going to do, kids. We are going to let Dudley join in and sing this song, Jesus Loves the Little Children of the World. Now, let's get ready for Dudley to sing it now.
Jesus loves
the little children. No, Dudley, wait just a moment. I want you to sing. Oh, yes, but let's, you know, I'm gonna give you the run on the piano, see, like that, and then you're going to start to sing it. All of these kids, they know how to sing it, Dudley, and you're the star now, and you're going to have to sing it just right. So let's start it real good now.
I'm ready. Let me get my throat clear just a minute.
Are you ready, Dudley? Well, the kids have cleared their throat too, but you know, they're coming. You're going to sing this as a duet with me. All right, now let's go now. Do what now?
Really?
I didn't hear you, Dudley.
Really? I'm going to sing it with you?
Yes, you are, Dudley.
Oh,
that's right.
Boy, I can't wait.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, no, wait just a moment. We're ready to go now. Here we go. All right. All righty. Jesus loves my Dudley, you started too late this time. It's real good singing. Oh, the singing was great, but you started a little late. And let's get it going right now. And we want to start just exactly with all the music. Dwayne's playing the bass. Dwayne's playing the bass, and Gene's playing the drums, and Danny's playing the guitar, and Jerry's playing the other guitar, and Larry's playing the other instrument over here, and I'm playing the piano. And you got to get it right now, Dudley.
I'm getting it right.
Now, Dudley Mugwump knows what to do. All right, now, here we go. Now, all right.
Because my career is at stake.
No, okay, now, all right. Can you sing it good now, Dudley?
Can I sing it good?
All right, here we go now. Jesus loves the little children. No, Dudley. You're singing well, but you wasn't on key, Dudley.
Well, this makes the third time I've done that, Jimmy, and I just don't know what's wrong.
Well, it's not really anything.
I must be nervous.
Well, you are a little nervous because this is your first time, but you've been practicing, and you know it. Now, let's do it one more time now and get it straight. Now, you can do it. I have no doubt about it, and you're going to do it now.
Just
let's go.
Play the piano and do the song.
All righty. I got it.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world.
That's good, Dudley, that's good.
Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
To give Dudley a hand. One more great job, Dudley.
What about the green and the purple and the pink?
No, it's red, yellow, black, and white. There's no purple kids, Dudley, anywhere. You know better than that. All right, okay now. And we're going to let the kids join us. We got scores of them all over the United States and Canada and India and Africa and the Philippines and Central and South America and the islands and everywhere else that's going to be helping us right now.
Ooh,
and
that's a lot of kids.
Now, you're going to be joining with us. You're going to help me and all the kids. Come on, kids, now.
Let's go, kids.
Let's go, kids is right. One more time. Here we go now.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world.
That's good now.
Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Everybody now. Great. You love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
I know you do. Okay, kids, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have Fred Johnson to come and sing for you. You know this? He's going to sing the song, If You're Saved and You Know It, Say Amen. You know, we've got a lot of little kids in this world. Some are white, some are red, some are yellow, some are brown, and some are black. And Fred is black. And he loves Jesus with all of his heart. And did you know that Fred's got a little boy that plays the drums, and his name is Freddie too? And just a minute, he's coming. But before Fred comes, I'm going to tell you this. Now listen real closely to me. There was a little boy a long time ago by the name of David. Now how many of you kids in your Sunday school lessons ever heard of David? Sure you have. You've heard of David. What did he do? He killed the giant. Now listen to me. One time he went to where his brothers were in the army, and they were fighting a battle. And David had brought some cheese and things to his brothers for them to eat. He was trying to help them. And when he got there, soldiers were everywhere. And he stepped up and looked out across the valley. Do you know what he saw? He saw a giant coming.
Oh, boy. Was he a New York giant, Uncle Jimmy?
No, Dudley. He was not a New York giant. That's football. This happened a long, long time ago. And when David looked out there and saw him coming, man, he was a whopper.
Was he a Burger King Whopper, Uncle Jimmy?
No, Dudley. You still have it wrong. They didn't have any Burger Kings in those days. Now, he didn't have that. Now, when David saw him coming, he was big.
I got it. He was a Big Mac.
No. He was not a McDonald Big Mac, Dudley. What, Dudley, what am I going to do with you? You've studied your Sunday school lessons. This was a giant. And, Dudley, you know what his name was? Now, come on, tell the kids.
Goliath.
That's right. Kids. Now, kids, I know you knew, but you know Dudley, he was thinking about something else. But David reached down and got little stones when he saw Goliath coming. And do you know what he did with those stones?
I know he did.
Well, what did he do, Dudley?
I know exactly what he did.
What?
He took off and ran.
No, Dudley. No, you got it all wrong. He didn't do that, Dudley. Kids, y'all know what he did, that he didn't run. David had a slingshot. How many of you kids have ever had a slingshot? Do you know what a slingshot is, Dudley?
I know
you have. Yes, I know that, Dudley. You have. And David took his slingshot, kids, and he put one of those stones in that slingshot, and he threw that stone at that giant. But wait a minute now. Before he did that, you know what David did?
I'm scared.
No. David was not scared, Dudley. David prayed. And do you know what he said?
What did he say, Uncle Jimmy?
He said, God, I'm asking you to help me. And then he told that giant, I am going to come against you in the name of the God of Israel.
But that giant was so big.
I know he was, but when David prayed, God helped him, and he threw that stone, and you know what happened, Dudley? You know what happened, don't you, kids? You know what happened, don't you?
What did it do?
It hit that giant right in the head, and you know what he did?
Oh, I bet he got mad.
No.
I bet he couldn't find a Band-Aid either.
No, he didn't need a Band-Aid, Dudley.
I bet he ran and cried.
No, he didn't run and cry.
I bet he went and got his daddy.
No, he didn't go get his daddy.
He went and got his mama.
No, he didn't. No, just wait a minute, Dudley. Wait a minute. Dudley, you're something else. Dudley Mugwump, you are something else. He fell dead. That's what he did, and David won the battle over the giant. All right, now, kids, if we can quiet down Dudley a little bit now, Fred is going to come sing. He's going to sing, If You're Saved and You Know It, Say Amen. Come on, Fred, and sing for these kids.
If you're saved and you know it, say amen.
you're saved and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, if you're saved and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're saved and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
I'm gonna sing too.
Show it. If you're saved and you know it, clap your hands. If you're saved and you know it, stomp your feet. Oh, if you're saved and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're saved and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're saved and you know it, stomp your feet.
Listen, kids, listen to me carefully. We're gonna do them all three together. Amen, clap your hand, and stomp your feet.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
What is it?
What do I do first? Do I stomp my hands?
No, no, wait a minute. Listen to me, listen to me now. You say amen, clap your hand, stomp your feet.
Stomp my feet.
You got it?
Okay, I just heard my socks.
Okay, here we go.